Hey, this is Eamon. You're listening to Progress and Perfection, a recovery-themed, Christian-flavored daily reflection. You can find us at progressandperfection.com. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." 2 Corinthians 12:8-9. No one is immune from the temptations of life. The thorns of the flesh existed even for the Apostle Paul, who seems to have been unsuccessful at getting God to remove whatever issue he dealt with. Addiction is no different. Heck, it could have been what he dealt with. Many a night I prayed for my affliction to be removed. Yes, they were the lackluster prayers of a kid who was angry with himself for straying from the beam and frustrated at being unable to come back on his own. They were motivated by pain and fear and anger. But I still prayed them in earnest. I wanted to cash in on some of this free grace now that I really needed it. I wanted to be the recipient of the provision of God. I just didn't want to do much more than pray about it. I wanted and hoped for the removal without the hard work. I walked into a dark forest and wanted a helicopter to come lift me out. I had no such luck, and I think it's because of the whole power made perfect in weakness thing. It's step 1, 2, and 3 all bundled together in their original packaging. I can't solve my own problem. He can. I think I'll let him. But on his terms, not mine. Not only is he capable of saving and equipping me, but he reminds me in my weakest places that they'll always be my weakest places. And further, not to run from them, but to run towards him. Which way am I running today? Hey, thanks for listening, and feel free to forward this to a friend who may appreciate it. You can find us at progressandperfection.com, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.